For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
During the partial government shutdown over Congress's refusal to fund a border wall, the president spoke about furloughed workers, saying those people in many cases are the biggest fan of what we're doing. Department of Homeland Security employee Ryan Bosch disagrees.
When people in leadership positions publicly surmise about how the pain of a million federal workers and their families is going to tip the scale of the debate one way or the other, that represents a lack of moral leadership.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is testing the waters in Iowa for a possible Democratic presidential bid.
It's about the tens of millions of families across this country who just want a level playing field, who just want a chance to build an America that doesn't just work for a handful of folks at the top, but an America that works for all of us. And that's why I'm in this fight.
She made her comments in Sioux City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Police in Torrance, California are investigating a shooting at the Gable House bowling alley. USA's Wendy King has details.
We heard gunshots. Pop, pop, pop.
Deadly gunfire at a Southern California bowling alley. Three dead and four wounded.
I seen people running and I heard gunshots and I tried to get down.
It happened in the L.A. suburb of Torrance. Police Sergeant Ronald Harris.
Officers, upon arrival, did immediately go into life-saving measures to do their best that they can for those victims.
So far, there have been no arrests. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
Laid to rest today, a Newman, California police officer fatally shot during a traffic stop the day after Christmas. Authorities say the shooter was in the country illegally, preparing to flee to Mexico when they arrested him. At the funeral service, Newman Police Chief Randy Richardson said 33-year-old Corporal Ronil Singh, a native of Fiji, was proud to be an American.
Had I known Christmas morning when I sent him home that it would be the last time that I saw him, I would have hugged him. I'm not a hugger. It would have been weird for him, I know.
Singh leaves behind a wife and the couple's five-month-old son. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The search continues for the killer of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes, who was shot on Sunday while riding in the car with her family. Houston Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins plans to donate the money he'll earn from today's playoff game against Indianapolis to that family.
I hit home, having a 5-year-old daughter. It looked like her. So, to see that picture and to see what happened, that could have been anybody. That could have been anyone in my family, anyone on his team. So it was real close to home for me.
Community leaders in Houston organized a rally today at the Walmart where Jasmine was killed and then hit the neighborhood with flyers to help identify the suspect. Police are investigating a Phoenix nursing home where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month. Hacienda Healthcare has increased security since the boy was born, but many patients' relatives are angry and nervous. Angela Gomez says she's thinking of pulling her son out of the facility, but says her options are limited.
My heart hurts. My chest hurts. I haven't been able to sleep good at night because of what occurred here.
The woman who gave birth suffered severe brain damage in a drowning accident and had been at the facility for more than 10 years. Self-described Japanese tuna king Kiyoshi Kimura paid a record $3 million for a 612-pound bluefin tuna at the first New Year's auction in Tokyo on Saturday. The winning sum for the prized and threatened species at the auction was more than double the previous record from the annual New Year auction set in 2013. Japan is the biggest consumer of bluefin tuna, leading to the overfishing of the species, with some experts warning that it faces extinction. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.